Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're going to continue our conversation today with Terry Leiser and the students from Harris Middle School that are part of Appalachian Youth to Youth. Appalachian Youth to Youth is a program of the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force. It features a group at each of the middle schools in Yancey and in Mitchell counties. You were talking about what you did in Hickory last year. You've got another one of those type conferences coming up?
Yes. Actually, seven coalitions in Western North Carolina are all collaborating to create this Western North Carolina summit called Own It, The Power of Youth. It's November 2nd through the 4th. It'll be held at Canoga Conference Center Friday through Sunday. We're going to focus on building the individual and then taking the personality of the individual and seeing how they can relate to a larger group of kids. It's going to be a one-day conference, and during that day, youth are going to be working on their leadership skills, who they are as a person, how they relate to a group, and then go on to create this Western North Carolina agency where all of us will be able to collaborate and come together to possibly create policy change in our state.
As it stands now, Appalachian Youth to Youth is in all of the middle schools in Mitchell and Yancey County. What age group do you actually look for as far as young folks to be involved in your program, and is there any plans to maybe eventually go on to the high schools?
Yes. Right now, it's open to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in Mitchell or Yancey County. And as they continue to develop their skills, the idea is to build on that and continue through the high schools.
Okay. So now, I also understand one of the conferences you went to was a few-day event in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about what you did at Charlotte so we'll get a better idea of what these conferences are about.
Well, the one in Charlotte, we had a lot of speakers. They were talking to us, like, how certain things impacted their life and why they're doing what they're doing. And it's, like, a lot of, they talked a lot about, like, leadership and, like, how people can bring you down, but you can't listen to them. And we had this thing called family groups where you went in there and you discussed things, you played activities. So you had this group where you felt comfortable with and talked with them, kind of like Youth to Youth, like Aurelia said, this is a group that she feel like she can talk to people, and that's kind of like what the family group was in Charlotte. There was fun activities, too. We had sort of like a game night where they had inflatables, and we had ice cream cones, made T-shirts, played basketball, and then the last night we were there, we went to a big pool party.
That sounds like that's an important part of what you do, whether it be locally or whether you mm-hmm. go to these conferences, an opportunity Youth to Youth, you guys to get together and talk out what's going on with you and probably learn as much that way as anything you'd get from the adults. The recruiting for new folks that you do at the schools on a regular basis. So if there's a parent or a grandparent of a middle school child listening, should they ask their child if they are a part of it or want to be a part of it, or is there anything they can do to help kind of guide people?
We have applications in the offices at each school. If a middle schooler is interested, they would just need to talk to the office staff or their guidance counselor.
Okay.
And the guidance counselor can contact me to get an application. Anyone is able to join at any time. So if a student is interested in basketball, they can definitely come before basketball season starts and then after basketball season ends. It's fluid.
Yeah.
You can come whenever you want. You can start. You can stop. You're welcome at any time.
Again, we'd like to thank Terry Leiser and the folks from the Harris Middle School group of Appalachian Youth to Youth for visiting with us the last 2 days. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.